Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mel Hall. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Trout. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Trout. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Reynolds. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Torres. Pitching for the New York Mets, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive towards short. Oquendo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say takes first base on ball four. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Strawberry. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Strawberry steals second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moreland. Giles reaches second base with a double. Kingman moves to third. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kingman scores. There goes Giles trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. It's Cubs, 1, Mets, 1. Ron Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Sandberg hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Say hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Johnstone reaches second base with a double. Say goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Cubs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnstone moves to third. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 2, Mets, 2. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Giles hits a line drive into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Oquendo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Oquendo. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Oquendo steals second. Ron Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Oquendo moves to third. Ron Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds is walked intentionally. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. Torres strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trout moves to second. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Sandberg strikes out. 1 out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a pop-up towards third. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Say hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo misplays the ball. That's an error on Oquendo. Trout scores. Hall moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Cubs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Strawberry. Johnstone reaches second base with a double. Hall scores. Say moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Cubs. Neil Allen now pitching. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-2 in the game. Moreland is walked intentionally. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baylor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Trout strikes out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Giles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Oquendo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Giles moves to third. Ron Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Say takes first base on ball 4. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Johnstone takes first base on ball 4. Say moves to second. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moreland hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Foster chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Oquendo. Oquendo fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Oquendo. Say scores. Johnstone goes all the way around to score. Moreland moves to third. It's 6-2, Cubs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 3 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moreland scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Cubs. Steve Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Trout is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Woods now playing left field. Mark Bradley pinch hits for Neil Allen. Mark Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Cubs. Mike Proley now pitching. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-3 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Strawberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a line drive into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Carlos Diaz now pitching. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-4 in the game, with two singles. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-4 in the game. Sandberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sandberg. The throw from Reynolds and he is safe. Sandberg steals second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a line drive into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Say strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Giles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 3-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Oquendo strikes out. Two outs. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Ron Reynolds. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Giles moves to second. Danny Heap pinch hits for Carlos Diaz. Craig Lefferts now pitching. Hubie Brooks pinch hits for Danny Heap. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Hodges now catching. Rick Onbay now pitching. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Woods reaches second base with a double. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 1-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Moreland bunts towards the mound. Onbe fields it and throws to first for the out. Woods moves to third. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 4 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Onbe fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.